So this is an oral history interview with Nigel Flynn, who is from the Ballymena community, and he has memories of pubs and also has written about pubs and pub culture in his community. And my name is Michael McConway, and I work with Tidal Tomb as a heritage project assistant. And this interview is being conducted not only for our archive, but also hopefully for transcription or for use and preservation on the NI Community Archive. Just to introduce you, Nigel, I suppose a question to start off would be, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and maybe tell us about your earliest childhood memories?
Interesting question, Michael. I grew up in Ballymena into, I suppose, yes, a Protestant Presbyterian family. My mother and father lived in the town of Ballymena. My grandmother and grandfather lived outside it, maybe more in the Portland Orne direction. I sort of grew up quite a lot living out and staying with my grandparents. I think that was only really some way of accommodating my young parents' sort of burgeoning working life, you know. I've surprised many people by telling them quite accurately that my earliest memory is I can remember the inside of my pram, which freaks a lot of people out, but it is true, and I was proved right because I did describe it. And then many years later, the same pram was discovered in the attic of my grandparents' house. So I proved me to be right. So yes, I do remember the inside of my pram. I don't know if whether that's a good thing or not, but anyway, that's my earliest memory. Growing up as a Presbyterian in Ballymena meant you were living in the heart of the Bible Belt and living under the regime, for want of a better word, of the Bible Belt. You know, I talking about pubs. You know, pubs. My grandfather was rarely ever in a pub. He was a good, he would never have touched the devil's bar milk, you know. He was a good Presbyterian, and that's the way things were, you know. However, my father, he liked the pub. He really liked the pub. And I'll not say too much because my mother would get annoyed if I was to over describe my father's drinking activities, but he had a drunk for Ireland. He was great at it. So yes, I have a mixture of background coming from the almost total abstinence to almost total indulgence.
So, would you say that religion was a big factor in your growing up then in terms of your identity?
I think it is. I think if you're in North Antrim, and particularly when you move in North Antrim towards that Portland Orne side to the middle, you know, where North Antrim touches Mid Ulster, I think people are very aware of their religion. You know, my grandfather was a substantial Orange man, but an Orange man who had a great understanding of what it was like to enjoy Irish culture. On the other hand, my father was brought up as a in the Catholic faith, and therefore that meant in many ways I came from a, I suppose we could call a mixed marriage. My mother being the daughter of an Orange man, my father being Roman Catholic. Yes, I was brought up in Presbyterianism, and it surrounded me, but I don't consider myself now to be either Presbyterian or any other religion whatsoever. But yeah, religion's a big thing, and obviously religion and alcohol and pubs don't really blend very well together.
And now I think a mixed marriage is something that there's much less comment upon, and there still is, I suppose, a stigma by the fact that we are a divided society in some respects. But in the past, a mixed marriage might have been, I suppose, more commented upon. And was it difficult for your mother and father, coming from that community and getting together?
I know very little about how they met and got together, to be honest with you. So I don't know if there was issues there, and I don't particularly remember many issues growing up. I do remember a number of threats issued towards my father during the conflict, the troubles, where we are. But they were never really particularly in relation to the fact that he was in a mixed marriage. They were more related to the fact that he was, well, he was the man he was. I don't see it, the mixed minds thing being a big issue now, but yes, I can appreciate in those days it was. You know, I have, my sister has also married across the faith, I suppose you would say, and she has found, she and her husband have found it difficult at times, you know, in relation to housing issues and relation to threats and nasty gossip, you know, but they have coped with it. On the other hand, my children wouldn't know what a Roman Catholic or a Protestant was. If you were to ask them what they were, they wouldn't have an answer for you. And I recently became a grandfather, and my new grandson, who's now a couple of weeks old, I suspect he will never know what it would mean to be one faith or the other, because his parents are no interest in faith, so he's not going to know.
Well, I mean, you've talked a little bit about growing up, and you said that you spent quite a bit of time with your grandparents as well as your mother and father. So could you tell us a little bit about your home life and I suppose what your mother and father did and what your grandmother and grandfather did for a living?
Well, my grandparents, my grandfather sadly worked all his life until he was he retired. Then once he retired, he spent 2 years fixing up his garden, and then he died out of boredom, I suspect. But they lived in the country. They lived in the countryside and had one of those lovely little labourers' cottages, which had a huge garden. So they had chickens and various other animals running about, and he grew vegetables. And he was a small farmer in many ways. He didn't have a farm, but he did all the activities of farming. They were very much country folk. In contrast, my parents, they moved into the town, right, because they had jobs and factories, and they lived in one of the new housing estates, you know. So I was a young guy who grew up on a housing estate, but spent more time than I possibly should have living with my grandparents in a sort of semi-rural thing, you know.
And what were the factories that they worked in?
My mother worked in, she worked in a chicken packing factory at a time in Ballymena. She worked for a long time in a factory called GB Britons, which was also known as Tufts. They made shoes. That was in Ballymena. My father, he worked in a place called Clingers, which nobody can tell me what Clingers made, although I think it was some sort of engineering component. But I was down in a hurry. He worked in Clingers, it was a big local employer down there. And then he later worked in a local bakery doing something, I can't remember what. He went on to have his own business and started his own business, but that's beside the point. So yes, they were just two young people with a young child turning about 11 and taking work where they could get it, really, you know.
And do you think, was it economic necessity that you stayed with your grandparents whilst they worked?
I think it was both economic and cultural. I mean, without sort of divulging too much of
yes,
my family background, my mother and father were pretty young when they had me. So they found themselves as two young people trying to make their way in life, almost maybe burdened, for want of a better word, and that's not a fair word because it was never like that, with the responsibilities of raising a young child. So they wanted to go out and enjoy themselves. They wanted to go to pubs. They wanted to go to the Flamingo, and they wanted to have a life. Then what did they do with this child that they had? So one of the best things they could do was, let's ship them out for the weekend down to Granny and Grandma's, and Granny and Grandma will bring them up, and we resume parenting responsibilities during the week when we're at work. But I did spend a lot of weekends with Granny and Granda, where Mum and Dad would enjoy life in the big bright lights of Ballymena, you know. So it was more cultural than economic.
Sorry to interrupt there, apologies. So when it came to school days then, where did you go to school, and what kind of memories do you have of your teachers and classmates?
Well, again, I grew up in one of the larger, the big new housing estates in Ballymena. So there's a housing estate called Ballykeel. It was a huge housing estate, so huge that they had to name it in two parts. There were Ballykeel 1 and Ballykeel 2. We were one of the first families to get a house in Ballykeel 1. I suspect that may have something to do with the religion we were. But anyway, let's not go there. That's a contentious enough issue. But yes, we were one of the first families to have a nice three bedroom semi-detached house in Ballykeel, one housing estate. I therefore attended Ballykeel Primary School. Prior to that, I had attended briefly for about a year and a half, Harrowville Primary School, which was an old established school in the Harrowville district. But anyway, they built a new school for Ballykeel Housing Estate. I was in there and went through P2 right through to P7. Remember it well, loved it, played in the school football team, actually captained the school football team. Now, there's a story, and you can hear me tell you the story of the day. I scored a hat trick. I would bore the backside off you, Michael. But anyway, I did have a good life and enjoyed my time at Ballykeel. Left there, went to the Ballymena Academy. Left there with the A-levels, went to Queen's University.
And coming from that, I suppose, rural background in terms of your grandparents, I mean, what was education like for you as a young person? I mean, I suppose you were in that generation after the 1947 Education Act, where education was opened up to a much wider audience, I suppose, and going to university became more accessible, didn't it, for not just the upper middle class, but for lots of different families based on merit.
Yeah, I mean, it's often been said to me that I should appreciate and be grateful for the opportunities I got, and the fact that I was the first one of my family to go to university. And that is true. I mean, I have many, I think I have 22 or 23 cousins. So we are a big family, and I was the first one to go to university. And I'm very grateful for that.